From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian student protests continue at colleges and universities, and there's been a change in tactics at Columbia University in New York, where protesters broke windows and barricaded themselves in a building on campus they now occupy. Student Jessica Schwalb says,
"The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle, and they also zip-tied the door handles."
Columbia began suspending students who defied a 2 p.m. Monday deadline to leave an encampment. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting with Arab leaders in the Middle East. He calls a new ceasefire proposal from Israel extraordinarily generous. In North Carolina, four law enforcement officers were killed. Four were wounded. They were trying to serve a warrant for a felon who was wanted for possessing a firearm in Charlotte. Police Chief Johnny Jennings said,
"When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence."
Authorities say a second person also opened fire on the officers. Governor Roy Cooper said,
"There really aren't words that you can say, because obviously the families of these officers who've lost their lives this afternoon are in shock and despair."
Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York, says ABC's Peter Haralambos.
Michael Cohen's former banker, Gary Farrow, is set to continue his testimony about Cohen's effort to frantically open up bank accounts in 2016. Prosecutors say Cohen created a shell company to wire adult film actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Donald Trump.
More dangerous weather's possible in Oklahoma, where weekend tornadoes killed four people. You're listening to ABC News. The country's big wireless carriers were fined a combined nearly $200 million by the FCC for illegally sharing their customers' location information. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile all say they will challenge the fines. And hospitalizations from COVID have hit their lowest level since reporting began. CDC says about 5,600 people had to go into the hospital in a recent week at the peak of the Omicron variant. The hospitalizations hit more than 150,000 per week. There are new questions about the death of a Colorado mom, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The autopsy ruling her death a homicide, finding substances consistent with an animal tranquilizer in her bones. Suzanne Morphew went missing on Mother's Day in 2020 while allegedly on a bike ride. Just 7 months ago, authorities found her remains in a shallow grave 45 miles south of the family home. Her husband, Barry Morphew, was initially charged with murder and evidence tampering, but charges against him were later dropped.
Prosecutors say they are not ruling out future charges. The U.S. and Mexico are dropping out of the race to host the 2027 Women's World Cup. They're focusing on their joint bid to host the 2031 tournament. They're also calling on the International Soccer Federation, FIFA, to invest equally in both the men's and women's World Cups. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada are hosting the Men's World Cup in 2 years. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.